right, so this is part of our ongoing discussions. I'm here with Pamela Satterwhite. I'm Tandiwe Satterwhite. We are related. So you were talking this morning, and I got really excited, and I wanted to have a discussion about what you have been writing about recently, which is the pursuit of happiness. And you were talking about one politician in particular, about what he brought up and the irony in him citing the Declaration of Independence. So I wanted you to talk about that.
Yeah, I curiously enough, I was already on this path, but hearing Newt Gingrich cite the Declaration of Independence, that we are endowed by our Creator with these inalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And it's just ironic that he would cite those words, because when the Founding Fathers wrote, they actually meant by the pursuit of happiness the possession of leisure. And by leisure, they did not mean free time. They meant freedom from necessity. And so that in quoting the Founding Fathers, without knowing it, Gingrich was in fact calling for exactly what I'm calling for, which is the end of wage work. We're on the same team. I just didn't know it, you know? And I definitely know he doesn't know it. So I'm encouraged by him reminding us of those words, because it may be an angle that some folks want to follow up on. The Declaration of Independence states that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. And I am actually advocating the latter, that we have a system that has been so deeply taken over by the few that it no longer represents at all what the Founding Fathers had in mind. This has been a battle over defining what happiness is, because it didn't take them long to realize once the original writers of the Declaration passed on that, we might need an escape clause for this clause, because people might actually believe it. Mm. I have a blog up on the website about what is happiness. And I'm very grateful to Sebastian de Grazia, who wrote Of Time, Work, and Leisure. He describes how over the years there were a series of court decisions that tried to clarify that happiness didn't mean what the founders said it meant, which was to be able to retire to one's haven and surround yourself with ideas and good books and good food and pursue knowledge. But they redefined it as the right to have a job. Mm-hmm. And he says, for us, the import is this. This is de Grazia. Only through work, a new fundamental right, can men, which of course men were, they didn't mean men, they meant men with property and some females, pursue happiness. The original idea was the reverse. Only through not having to work can men pursue happiness. Not surprising then that those idlers and drones who lived by this last notion, the gentry who wrote or approved the Virginia Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence, never did an honest day's work in their life. So Newt, unbeknownst to himself, was in fact,
he's attacking them.
he has them right in the crosshairs.